What is the first bit of advice you give to entrepreneurs who come to you and say they want to buy some real estate?
Carefully consider any purchase of real estate. Typically, this is a lifelong investment associated with many worries and financial obligations. Often, the transaction involves a bank loan. So, if you make an unnecessary mistake, the entire story could have an unhappy ending. Nobody consciously wants to make a bad investment that turns into a nightmare, but it happens anyway. Entrepreneurs often rashly expose themselves to risk, yet the basics are not that complicated.
That's true, even I can see that. What should we concentrate on then as a first step?
You should ask yourself whether you really need that particular property. Maybe you only want it and there's an enormous difference. You may want it because you like the architecture or because the seller is giving you favourable terms, including a good price, or there's some other reason pressuring you to buy.
Why would a seller do that?
Maybe they need money quickly themselves, or realise that the property they own is going to require a large investment. Simply put, they need to get rid of it.
That brings to mind comments like, if you don't put up the deposit by lunchtime tomorrow, I'll sell it to someone else. Or, another prospective buyer called me today, but I like you and I want to sell it to you, even though he offered more money.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you buckle under such tactics, then you generally won't have enough time to thoroughly consider the investment, go over the numbers and make a pragmatic decision. You won't even have time to thoroughly inspect the property, and that's the beginning of huge problems.
I would particularly recommend that every real estate investor learns to suppress their emotions.
That is an excellent recommendation. Suppress your emotions and set criteria for selecting a suitable property.
How do you set such criteria?
Every investor has to set his or her own criteria based on the given business plan. But I can advise you on what to focus on the most. The absolutely most basic criterion is location. It is often said, without exaggeration, that when choosing a property, three things are important. Location, location, and location.
That's true. Location is certainly the most important thing. Everything else can be changed. You can demolish a building and build a new one. You can replace a facade. But the land on which the building stands always remains.
Yes. You should always realise that sooner or later you will want to sell the property, which is why choosing the right location is so important. Have you noticed that the prices of comparable properties in smaller towns are several times lower than that in the capital? Yet the price of material and construction work is basically the same everywhere, which clearly shows that the most valuable aspect of a property is its location.
Why do you think that is?
If you are buying a retail space, then this primarily depends on the concentration of people in the area, along with job and business opportunities. And if you are investing in a family home, for example, then you will want to know what kind of shops and restaurants are in the neighbourhood and what kind of schools there are for the children of your tenants.
Now I understand why you have to pay a lot for a good location.